Okay, let's begin. Beitza daf Yud Gimel. So, Beitza Yud Gimel, we're going to touch on a huge topic, but we'll do a little bit, a few aspects of the topic, and that's the sugi that comes up here in the bottom of Yud Gimel Amid Beis, and that is Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. The Gemara comes up, and though it's discussing issues of Yantif, but it also relates to Shabbos, the Gemara talks about issues of Borer and Dush on Shabbos and Yantif, and towards the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara says, well, you're going to tell me there's a difference regarding Shabbos? Because of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah, because the Torah asrs Meleches Machsheves. That's the magical category of Melecha on Shabbos. Meleches Machsheves. So it's fascinating that we know this principle. This is what Melecha on Shabbos has to be in order to be Chayev. It has to be Meleches Machsheves, thought out expert work. Those words do not appear in the context of Shabbos at all. Those words appear by the Mishkan in Parshas Vayakel, that the Mishkan was thought out expert work in Shmos Perek Lamed Hey. Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, Ru Kara Hashem B'Shem Betzalel Ben Uri Ben Chur Lamate Yehuda. Vayamali Oso Ruach Elokim. Betzalel was filled with Chachma Tfuno Vadas V'Lachshav Machshavos. Vacharoshes Evan, Lamalot, Vacharoshes Eitz, Lasos, Bechol, Meleches Machshavas. To do all the thought out expert work, we learn from the Mishkan, as we know, to Shabbos. Shabbos and the Mishkan are juxtaposed more than once in the Torah. Right? We have Truma Tetzaveh with the beginning of Kisisa, and then we have the beginning of Vayakel with Vayakel Bekudei. So we have the Mishkan and Shabbos, then we have Shabbos and the Mishkan. The Meshech Chachma points out why the order is switched. Pre and post Egel. Why before the Egel we have the Mishkan and then Shabbos, while after the Mishkan, after the Egel we have the Shabbos and then the Mishkan. Okay, not for now, but that's the Meshech Chachma discusses that there in Shmos. But either way, this is the principle of Meleches Machsheves. Whatever in the Mishkan, it was thought out. It was expert work that was a perfect artisan craftsman work. So too on Shabbos, that is what one is going to be chayev for on Shabbos. Meleches Machsheves. Most of the halachos of Meleches Machsheves have something to do with kavana. With kavana, right? The Gemara here discussed Meleches Machsheves also having to do with kavana, right? The just Rashi here says, just read it because we're here. We read the Rashi here in Beitz Yud Gimel. Meleches Machsheves, she meleches umnis asra Torah. Shenisvacha parsha Shabbos lemeleches haMishkan beVayakel vahasa meleches Machsheves ksiv. Right? There's a special and don't compare. Why is the Gemara bringing it in here? Maybe there are differences between Hilchas Maisrus and Hilchas Shabbos. That was the context of our Gemara here. Don't compare what's called Gemar Malacha for Maiser to Malacha on Shabbos. Okay, but what exactly does, where does Meleches Machsheves come up? So again, most of the halachas have to do with Kavana. Have to do with Kavana. Meaning there's a lack of Kavana, and that's why there's going to be a Patur on Shabbos, because Shabbos requires the highest level of Kavana. Number one, Davar Sheinu Miskaven. Davar Sheinu Miskaven. That if I'm going to do Act A, which might or might not cause Act B, so then that is an example of Davar Sheinu Miskaven, which is mutter machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, and we paskin that it is mutter like Rabbi Shimon. This is a machlokas that appears really in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Davar Sheinu Miskaven is not unique to Shabbos. The Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Tzadi Aleph discusses if somebody makes an adava to the Beis HaMikdash, I can give anything I want to the Beis HaMikdash. I can give this table, the Beis HaMikdash will sell the table and take the money. I can give a karban, I can give wine. What if somebody says Shmuel in Zvachim Tzadi Aleph, somebody is misnadev yayin to the Mizbeach, wine to the Mizbeach. So what do I do? The Kohanim take the wine and they sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. What's the problem? When I sprinkle wine on the Mizbeach, that's going to, at least a little bit, extinguish the fire on the Mizbeach. Because you're pouring some liquid on the fire, that's an Isser Daraisa. One is not allowed to extinguish the fire on the base, on the Mizbeach. Right? Lo Sichbe. So Shmuel says, Misnadev Yayin, Meviu Mizalfo Agabi Ishim. If somebody's Misnadev Yayin, wine, one can bring it and sprinkle it on the fire. One can sprinkle it on the fire. Ask the Gemara, what about Kibuy? Aren't you being mechabeh? So the Gemara says, no, you don't have, you're not fully doing kibuy. It's a kibuy of mitzvah. But the Gemara discusses there when it comes to kibui esh, because that is not your kavana. I'll just read the line. Kibui b'miksas lo shmei kibui. Kibui b'miksas is not a problem. And the Gemara goes into, and the Rashi there, and the Tosafot discuss, so what about Tavshei Miskavin? Tavshei Miskavin is mentioned there. My kavana is not to put the fire out. My kavana is just to sprinkle some wine on the Mizbeach. So again, you see, Tavshei Miskavin applies even outside of Hilchos Shabbos. It comes up by Nazir also, in terms of a Nazir combing his hair. And with a brush, and the hair is going to come out, but it might not come out. If it doesn't come out, it's Devashenim Eskavein. So it comes up outside of Hilchos Shabbos. But Tosfos points out in Shabbos Daf Mem Aleph and also Maseches Yuma. But even Rabbi Yehuda, who says Devashenim Eskavein is Asur, on Shabbos would agree at most it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. So Devashenim Eskavein, even though it appears outside of Hilchos Shabbos, in Hilchos Shabbos, it has a special context. And that is, if you didn't have kavana for the malacha, and the malacha might not happen, so then everybody agrees that it's not going to be Nisa D'Oraisa on Shabbos, because that's not malacha's machshavas. That's not thought-out expert work. D'Rabbanan, maybe there'll be a machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. But that's context number one. Devar Shimon Miskavin flows from malacha's machshavas. The other one that's mentioned, this is based on the Gemara in Chagiga, and that is malacha sheinas richa legufa. Where we know, let's say somebody is doing the exact act that was done in the Mishkan, but one is doing it for a different purpose. That's how Tosfos understands Malacha Shenis V'Chalagufa. I'm catching an animal, not because I want the animal, but because I don't want the animal to bite me. Right? So I'm doing the exact act that was done in the Mishkan. But still, that's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether that is Chayiv on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's Chayiv. Who cares what the Kavana is in that context? He doesn't think Malacha Shenis V'Chalagufa is any worse. You did the exact act, but we pasken like Rabbi Shimon, except the Rambam. But Rav Rishon pasken like Rabbi Shimon, Malacha Shenis V'Chalagufa is pater. If I did it because it was for a different reason than was done in the Mishkan, I carry something outside, not because I want it outside, but because I don't want it in my house. I don't want it in my house. Something stinks. So I take it outside. So again, I'm doing it for a different reason than was done in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they carry things out because they wanted it out there. I'm not taking it out just because, you know, I don't want it where it is. So that's another example of a lack of malachas machsheves. That's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, a malacha that was done for a different reason than it was done in the Mishkan. That's what Tosfos says in Shabbos Taf Ayin Hey. Ha de pater Rabbi Shimon malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, Bishim de boi malachas machsheves. That is also flows from the malachas machsheves. So we have Davar She'ena Miskavein, we have malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, we have misasek. Misasek. Misasek means literally I'm involved in something. Again, a sugya that comes up outside of Hilchos Shabbos, but has a unique context in Hilchos Shabbos. Misasek. I'm involved in something, I have no idea that I'm even involved in it. Right? I brush against the light switch and the light goes on. Or I'm eating something and I have no idea that it's something that's usher and I happen to eat it. Right? So that might be called misasek. I pick something up from the ground. I picked flowers before Shabbos. I wanted to bring flowers in, so I cut them before Shabbos, but I didn't have any place to put them. So I left them on the grass outside in the backyard. But I designated them before Shabbos, so they're not muksa. And I go outside on Shabbos to pick them, and by mistake, instead of picking up the ones that I cut, I picked up ones that didn't cut. And I ripped them out of the ground. So I didn't even know I was going to be involved in a malacha. I thought I was doing something mutter. And I did something aser. Or the Gemara and the Achronim say, what if I meant to do Malacha A and I do Malacha B? Many different types of misasik, based on the Gemara in Shabbos and Sanhedrin. But again, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Bei, says, misasik b'Shabbos, pater. Malechas machsheves asra Torah. Right? Malechas machsheves, because if you don't know exactly what you're doing, that's not going to be an Issa D'Oraisa on Shabbos. There could be a difference between Misasek in Shabbos and Misasek in Kol HaTorah Kula. We're not going to get into that now. I think we had a shiur about this last year. Machlokas Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Nesivis, is it a Maisa Aveira with a Petur Onshin? Is it not even a Maisa Aveira? But that's not for us now. So this is another example of a lack of Meleches Machsheves. Dover Shein HaMiskavin, Melech Shein HaSvich HaLegufa, Misasek, and one more. One more. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Tzadi Zayin discusses something called Lo Is Avida Machshavaso. Right? Your Machshava wasn't completely wasn't completely done. Let's say I wanted to throw something 8 amos, and I only threw it 4 amos. Right? I wanted to throw it forward, and I threw it backwards. Right? I had kavana for a malacha, and I even did a malacha, but I didn't do exactly what I wanted to do. So Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis says that is also tali on malechas machsheves. Ushmuel de pater mitam malechas machsheves hainu b'niskavin lachtoch b'mechuber zeh v'chadach b'mechuber acher. To lonas is machshavaso. So all of these are examples of a lack of malechas machsheves. So if we would stop here, we would think malechas machsheves is all about kavana, all about the focus and the intent that I have by Shabbos. I have to know exactly what I'm doing. I have to have kavana for what I'm doing. I have to have the same kavana that they had in the Mishkan, and I have to have kavana for what happened. Right? So that's true. But it's also clear that there are other halachos having to do with malachas machshavas that have to do with the act and not just the kavana. Not just, you know, what you were thinking, but what happened. Right, there are other examples. The Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud quotes Mikalkel as an example of a lack of Malechas Machsheves. What's Mikalkel? I know exactly what I'm doing, but I'm doing something in a destructive manner. Right? I break something. I destroy something. So, says the Gemara, we Baskin, Mekalkel is also Durabanan on Shabbos. Unless it's inherently a Malacha, that's all about Mekalkel. The Gemara talks about Mekalkel B'chabura. But if there's something that's supposed to be constructive, and I do it destructively, that's going to be a lack of Malachas Machsheves. So again, there, nothing to do with my Kavana. My Kavana is perfect. I know exactly what I'm doing. I want to do it. But inherently, the act is described as destructive, so that is a lack of Malachas Machsheves also. So that's in the act. Or another example. Again, this is outside of Hilchas Shabbos, but we'll come back to Hilchas Shabbos. A sofer has to write whatever he's writing with his right hand if he's a righty, and with his left hand if he's a lefty. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Ebene Ezer, Hilchas Gittin, Simen Kuf Chav Gimel, Lechatchila yichtov asofer biyado ayimanis. The sofer should write the get with his right hand. Unless he's a lefty, then he should write it with his left hand. So the Shulchan Aruch says, L'chadchila, one should. Mashma, that if one didn't write the get with that hand, it's still kosher. L'chadchila, the righty should write with his right hand, the lefty with his left hand. Mashma, that b'di'evit, it will be okay. Ask the Chalkas B'chokek, the classic commentary at Ebene Ezer, why by writing a get would you say that writing with your weaker hand, b'di'evit, is kosher? But by Hilchas Shabbos, if I write it with my other hand, it's not a malacha daraisa. Avagav delinyan Shabbos kasav bismolo lav ksavu. If I'm a righty and I write something with my left hand on Shabbos, that's not an issa daraisa. It goes down one level. That's called shinui. That's an issa derabanan. That's called kila achar yad. Uba gemara medami get l'Shabbos. And sometimes, in one place at least, the gemara compares Hilchas Gittin and Hilchas Shabbos. Says the Chalkas Bachokeh efshar lomar delav l'chol mi li medaminin l'Shabbos. We don't compare Hilchas Gittin to Hilchas Shabbos for all areas. Dibishabbos beinon malechas machsheves dumya demishkan. For Shabbos, you need thought out expert work, and therefore kol shekasav kelachar yodo obismolo la malechas machshevesi. That's not malechas machsheves. Therefore, it's not going to be writing on Shabbos. Avol mikol makom ksav bekri l'inyan get. It's going to be writing for Gittin. It's not going to be writing for Shabbos, and therefore it's a lack of malechas machsheves. Again, this has nothing to do with his kavana. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm just using my left hand. So again, another example where Malechas Machsheves is not just about the Makavana aspect, it's about the act. It's about the act. The Avnei Nezer, one other example, the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva in Orach Chaim Siman Reish Tes, where he talks about miskayim, another requirement for Malachas. A Malach has to be miskayim, to be daraisa. What if I write something that's in disappearing ink? It's going to disappear within 24 hours. Or, you know, there's a fogged up window. So I mark with my finger on the fogged up window. I make a picture. I write something. So again, that's also Durabanan on Shabbos. That's not also Daraisa. Why? Because that's not Miskayim. That's not permanent. And Malach on Shabbos has to be permanent to be biblical, to be Daraisa. So it says the Avnezer, where does that come from? Where does that come from? Then it has to be permanent. Malachas Bachshavas. So we see from all these examples that Malechas Machsheves is not only about the Kavana, It's about the act. It's about the act. It's interesting. We'll put this all together in a second, Be'ez Hashem, but most examples of Malachas Machsheves are a kula for Shabbos. Meaning, even though this is going to be an act, a maisa outside of Hilchas Shabbos, like we just said, even though this is a maisa of Ksiva and Hilchas Gittin, it's not a maisa Ksiva and Hilchas Shabbos. Right? So most of the time we have it in that direction, that there's a kula for Shabbos, and there's a chumra outside of Shabbos. Once in a while, we have the opposite direction. Once in a while, we'll say, it's called a malacha for Shabbos, because basically, it was exactly what you wanted to do and you did it. Malachas Machsheves sometimes could be a kula. Sometimes could be a kula. Where could it be a kula? There's a discussion of ksav, of writing. The Ran, find it. The Ran in Hilchas Gittin, in Hilchas Shabbos, discusses here, the Rashba of the Ran, the Shabbos Kuf Dalin, discusses what happens if I have a ches. I have a ches, and I erase the top of it. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, if I erase the top of it, and I make two Zions out of the Ches, I'm chayef for writing two letters on Shabbos. An amazing halacha. I could erase, and by erasing, I write. Because we know, a Ches, different question, how do you write the Ches? Is it Vav and a Zion, two Zions? But either way, I've created two letters on Shabbos when I erase the roof of the Ches. So that's the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Dalet. So says the Rashba, oh, wait, if that works for Shabbos, so then maybe it should work for Hilchas Sefer Torah too. Usually we know by Hilchas Sefer Torah you have to form the letters. That's called Chok Yerechos. I have to form the letters of the Sefer Torah. I can't erase. Let's say I'm going to pour ink onto a Sefer Torah and then erase the background and I'll be left with a letter. That's not allowed. That's called Chok Tochos and that's not Ksiva. You can't recess the background or erase the letters in order to leave it. Right? So that's Yidich Chok Yerechos. You have to form the letters itself. Says the Rashba though, but look, here you erase the top of the Ches and you have two Zions left. Oh, so if it's writing for Shabbos, it must be writing for Sefer Torah too. Says the Ran, arguing on the Rashba, says no. No. Even if it's writing for Shabbos, it won't be writing for Sefer Torah because Yidich Chok Yerechos, not Chok Tochos. By Shabbos is good enough because Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah. You did what you wanted to do. You erased it, therefore you wrote. So that's an example of a chumrah by Shabbos and a kula by Kala Torah Kula. That's the opposite direction. Right? Usually it's not true. That's the opposite direction. But that's another example where it's about the Maisa, not about the Kavana. Right? I know exactly what I'm doing. Right? There's nothing wrong with my Kavana, but it's perfect. I had Kavana, I had Maisa, but Masha Enkein, by the other examples. One other, this comes up even in the Gemara. The Gemara itself even has an example of a chumrah by Malachas Machsheves, unlike outside. And that's in Baba Kama Daf Samach. That's the case, Baba Kama Daf Samach, that's talking about the malacha, the av nezek of Eish, fire. Right? The av nezek of Eish. I light a fire and it spreads, then I'm going to be chayef for Eish. Right? Shor bar maveh. And Hever is Eish. So the Gemara discusses, but, one second, there's a concept of Grama Benizakin, is Pater. If I indirectly damage you, I'm Pater. So if I light a fire and then the wind takes it, right, so is that Chayver Pater? Am I going to be Chayver Pater? So the Gemara discusses, Liba V'lifsa Ruach, if it's an unusual wind, if it's a usual wind, but the Gemara there has the line in the name of Ravashi. Ravashi Yamar, the Gemara compares that to the Malacha of winnowing. Winnowing, I use the wind, I throw up the chaff and the kernels up into the air, the wind blows the lighter stuff and the heavier stuff falls down. So there I use the wind, I harness the power of the wind, and then I turn that into a malacha on Shabbos. But if I use the wind in an unusual way, or even in a usual way for Eish, so maybe I'm going to be potter in certain cases. The Gemara says, Liba v'lifsa ruach, em yesh b'libu yikte labosa chayef. If your lighting is enough for it to spread, chayev, imlaf pater. So the Gemara says, why is it worse than zoreh, than winnowing? Answers Ravashi, ki amrina zoreh v'ruch mesayasa, when do you say zoreh is chayev, ha'nimila linyin Shabbos? De melechas machsheves asra Torah. Shabbos, you're going to be chayev for winnowing. Because there, you use the wind, you know exactly what you're doing, you want to harness the power of the wind, and that's going to be asra on Shabbos. Aval hacha, grama ba'almahu. The grama ben izakin pater. But here it's grama. It's indirect. an indirect damage, it might be usur, but you're not going to be chayiv. It might be usur to do that, but you're not going to be chayiv in terms of dini mamonis. So again, this is another example where the act is perfect, the kavanah is perfect, and that's why it's a chumrah for melechas bachsheves, for Shabbos, and a kula outside. So we see melechas bachsheves is both about the kavanah, the perfect kavanah that one has to have, and therefore, darshin miskavim, melechas v'chalagufa, misasik, are all excluded, but it's also about the perfect maisa that I want to do. Melechas bachsheves has to be with the right hand, and has to be productive, constructive, it can't be negative, so it's a little of both. It's about a maisa, it's about kavana. And that's what it was in the Mishkan. It was thought out expert work, both in mind and in action. And so too, in Hilchos Shabbos, it has to be both in mind and in action, meleches machshavas. Again, there's a lot more, but that's, for us now, some basic ideas about meleches machshavas, which comes up here in Beitza on Daf Yud Gimel.